Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lead.
That was really clear.
Joe, like we do not speak in tongues at this church.
That's fun. I actually think I said Alibaba in there, so I was kind of singing the Aladdin song there. He had 40 thieves. Anyway, welcome.
Now you got me laughing.
I know. That's good. Well, welcome to Lead First, Lead Second. This is the podcast where our spiritual pursuit meets our leadership development, and we believe the best leaders don't start with strategy. They start with surrender. So when you're led by Christ first, you're going to lead others with greater clarity, purpose, and impact, and that's what every episode of this podcast is designed to help you to do. If you couldn't tell by the laughter, today we have with us Pastor Jeff Bogue. What is going on, my friend?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. And if you've ever listened to Mixed Messages before, this is going to feel very familiar.
Yeah, that's right.
If you've not listened to Mixed Messages, that's a fun podcast that we do, answering different questions to kind of cut through the noise of our culture. But today, we're specifically interacting with some of the leaders in our church.
Awesome.
Jeff, we've had a fun season of... Well, I think Pastor Nate told us today we've close to quadrupled the amount of people that have said, I will help lead small groups in the last couple of months.
That's correct.
That's insane.
It's wonderfully insane, yes.
But what that means is a couple of things. You have at least some leaders that are, I've been doing this for a while, so can you give me a shot in the arm as I move forward?
Yeah.
You have some leaders that maybe haven't done this for a while, but they jumped back in, and they're like, oh, man, I'm like kind of getting my feet wet again. And then you definitely, I know for a fact, I can think of names of people like, I've never done this before.
Yeah.
you know, and they're just kind of rookies, and they're so glad that we have a great curriculum in front of them. But, like, those are the folks that we're leaning into. And so in the context of we want to follow Jesus, he's going to make us the best leader. Like, what are some of the ways that you would encourage these hundreds of folks that said, yes, I want to lead?
Yeah, well, first of all, I would just say thank you. The leading the people of God spiritually is not something to be taken lightly, mm-hmm. and it's not an easy thing. And so I'm just so grateful that you guys are willing to be a part of it. And I'm grateful that you see your spiritual role in the church. I always get fearful that there's a fascinating thing. There's a stat out there that the bigger the church gets, the less volunteer leaders there are.
Interesting.
And that's fascinating.
That is interesting.
Because you start to professionalize and like, I'll hire a pastor for this, I'll hire a pastor for that. And I would say that there's moments that Grace Church has struggled with that as God's brought more and more people. That is something that I will fight tooth and nail. Because it's not biblical, and it is not even healthy.
No.
And so you guys being a part of that, you are the pastors of Grace Church. You just like you would Joe and I are. You're the spiritual leaders. You're the spiritual disciplers, and you guys picking up those reins and investing your life into people that way. It pleases God.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a eternal difference, and it changes people's lives. And one of the things I love about Rooted is nothing. It's nothing. It is only a spiritual growth effort.
Yep.
So there's no vision campaign. We'll do a vision campaign next year, and you'll know we're doing a vision campaign.
Yep. Yep.
That we're not trying to bump up small groups. There's no other agenda. It's just, can we help people to grow spiritually? And the response of all of you to say, I will help with that.
Yeah.
Like, I want to invest my life. I'll open my home. I'll give my time. I'll carry the relationships, because this always produces relational weight. Is just an absolutely powerful thing. And what it's done, think about this. I think when we're kind of, we add it all up.
Mm-hmm.
I think from children up through adults, I think we'll have over 3,000 people that go through Rooted. And imagine that, like 3,000 people. That is the size of the day of Pentecost.
Right, yeah.
So 3,000 people being attached or reattached to Scripture, introduced and practicing the seven rhythms, being known by a spiritual leader.
Mm-hmm.
That I can look and say that, you know, there's all kinds of people that know about Jeff,
mm-hmm.
but they don't know me. It's not because I don't want to know them. It's just the nature of it. But they know you.
Right.
and they know that you love them, and they know that you'll invest in them. It makes me want to cry. Mm-hmm. It brings me so much joy. So, thank you for that. And I would just say thank you for engaging that work. This is discipleship work. We didn't really ask you guys to run a small group.
No.
We want you to disciple people.
Yep.
And the curriculum and all that is honestly to make your life easier. It gives us a pathway.
Yep.
but we want you to know them, to know where they're at spiritually, to invest in them. Of course, you're never alone in that.
No.
Like we're always here to come right beside you, especially with the heavy stuff. But doing that, it pleases God and it thrills my heart. And that's what we're asking you to do, and I'm so grateful that you were willing to pick it up and do it.
Yeah. Now, Jeff, I think you and I have talked about this before, that when you dive into ministry, sometimes that can feel like it's one of the hardest things you're doing. It can almost be tempting to personally pull away from the Lord. And other times, it's one of the things that draws you the closest to the Lord.
Yeah.
And so for a lot of our leaders or any of our listeners, they might be thinking to themselves, well, wait a minute, how do I ensure one over the other? How do I not make this just a task where it's just another thing I'm volunteering for versus like, oh no, this is energizing me personally in my walk?
So I teach this to our pastors and our interns, residents all the time. Never teach anything that hasn't impacted you first. Mm. So there is if you guys come to our office on Tuesday, there is a very strict rule at in our office on Tuesday, which is do not disturb Jeff.
Oh, yeah. I was like, where are you going with this? Yeah. But yeah, you're right.
You are not allowed to disturb me.
There's literally a sign on your door.
There's literally a sign on my door. Terry Baird will take your legs out. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
She doesn't look like it, but she's a professional linebacker.
That's right. The reason that rule is there is not because I'm a prima donna. There's other things that make me a prima donna. But it's not because I'm a prima donna. It's because, and I'm just sharing this with you guys as leaders, I'm usually in tears in my office. Mm-hmm. Because I want to own what I'm going to teach you so deeply that if it doesn't move me, then I don't want to share it.
Yep.
I don't want to be a passer of information. And so my richest times with God personally are when I'm preparing sermons or I'm preparing to teach something. And I want it that way. And sure. I need the space. That's why nobody's allowed to disturb me. Mm-hmm. That's how you don't fall into a callous rhythm.
Yeah.
Is when you're doing rooted and you're practicing the seven habits or you're being challenged. Let God do that. Like, let him move you and challenge you and rediscover that verse that you've read 1,000 times and let it hit you on a different level. And then lead from that place of God broke me or God encouraged me. You know, it can be a million things, but lead from the place of I've interacted with God. Mm-hmm. What I like about Rooted in the seven rhythms is you're able to do that over time because you're doing your daily devotions as a leader. Sometimes I've led a billion small groups, and I know that feeling of like I'm running late, somebody sweep the floor, where's the dog, hide the dishes, you know, throw a salami on the counter, ding dong, the door ring. I can't tell you how many times the small group has arrived and our floor's still wet from the mop. Uh-huh, that's been running. Uh-huh. So, but because Rooted is laid out the way it is, you as a leader in your daily devotions are able to get some time without that rush. Mm-hmm. Because group night, whether you have it in one of the buildings of the church or in your living room, is always a rush.
Yep.
So I would just say, like, enjoy that and, like, let that be rich. Let that be pressed into your heart. And then what you're doing is you're sharing your life as you share God's word. Mm-hmm. And that's what causes God's word to come alive in somebody else's life.
Yeah. Jeff, what's really fun about you sharing that is that's actually where the name of this podcast came from.
Oh.
It's literally lead first, lead second, okay, based on that principle that you've been cool. teaching us for years.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the heartbeat that we want any of our leaders to have. That it's not about, I love that you said it's not about a passer of information. It's not that I'm smarter than you, and so let me show you what I've learned. It's God's working in me. Would you want that too?
Yeah.
And that's our hope and our prayer for you. That's actually why so many of us we're just as involved in personally doing Rooted as anybody else, because we're like, we want to experience
yeah.
a refreshing of God working in our lives. We want to help other people find this, and we're hoping you find that same benefit and that same blessing of, I get to step in and disciple these folks, connect with these folks, get to know them, and help them walk through their spiritual journey as well. It's a powerful thing.
It's awesome. Guys, thank yeah. you so much for doing it. God is going to bless you, and he's going to bless the people in your group, and he ultimately is going to bless Grace Church. So I'm so grateful for you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for stepping in with us today on this episode of Lead First and Lead Second. We hope that this conversation encourages you as you're leading to kind of step into that greater purpose rooted in your relationship with Christ. And of course, if you're listening to this in a different time in the future, or if you've found this podcast, you're not connected to Grace, I hope you sense that this principle of being led first and engaging with God first is what's going to empower you to be a great leader. It's how you find the strength and the joy to pour into other folks. So remember as you go forward that before you can lead others well, you've always got to be led well. So stay faithful and following, and your leadership will follow. All right, until next time, keep leading, but always follow first. We'll see you soon.